This is In Focus on WSIU. I'm Jeff Williams. Podcasts now reach millions of people on a daily basis with topics as diverse as the people who produce them. This spring, NPR held its first ever Student Podcast Challenge. NPR asked junior and senior high students and their teachers to put on their headphones and turn their ideas into sound. And did they ever? NPR received nearly 6,000 entries, encompassing every state in the union. You probably heard some of the featured podcasts on Morning Edition a couple of weeks ago. Included in all of those entries is a special group of submissions from Carbondale Community High School. Today we'll hear an adaptation of one of those podcasts as we learn more about the social dynamic of the lunch table.
This is what it sounds like during lunchtime at Carbondale Community High School. No, we're just joking. This isn't cereal. This doesn't even have the same theme as that. This is lunch table. As students, we spend a lot of time in the lunchroom. A lot of time. Every year since we started school, we spent 30 minutes to an hour in there, every day, save weekends and holidays. And it's no surprise that lunchtime makes up a huge amount of our social life during the school year, and as such, has an equally huge impact on our personalities and our friendships. We see it every day at our own lunch table. Our closest friends are the ones that we eat lunch with. The majority of the social structures and cliques can be defined by where you sit and who you sit with. So what can we find out about the way we interact from our lunch tables? Over the last few weeks, we set out to find that answer.
I would say there's like a little social structure. I don't really... It's a little bit confusing, though. Very complex, but simple.
Could you explain it a little bit?
Well, we always got, like, our assigned seating type ordeal, but we never actually... It's not spoken. It's just kind of assumed. And that's how most of the things are at our table.
That was recorded at a table in our lunchroom. We followed this table for about 2 weeks, as well as two other lunchroom tables.
It's one torso length away.
I guess there's no fish in the sea today.
You picked the worst table to do this podcast on.
We wanted to find what similarities there were among different tables. We've been looking at the table dynamic and how every person can contribute to the atmosphere of a table. We also wanted to find the extent of how integral social structures are in the lunchroom and how they may affect our day-to-day conversations. To find out, my producers and I decided we needed to immerse ourselves in the various table cultures in the lunchroom. We split ourselves up among the three tables so we could get a broader understanding of trends across the lunchroom. The second table we spent time at was another group of senior boys. While recording at the other tables, we often have problems with our recording devices maxing out on sound. At this table, however, we were more worried about the table being too quiet. That doesn't mean there wasn't lively discussion. The boys there are just not the yelling type, and are extremely organized in their discussion, whether they realize it or not. They take turns speaking, and even have a little tradition they do called story time, where one person gets to the floor and reads, shall we say, contemporary literature to the group.
Should we read some Spider-Man fan fiction today, boys?
The third and final table we studied was a popular table, made up of juniors and seniors, as well as both boys and girls. This table was a little more difficult to study. Because of the popularity of the group, a lot of people came and went throughout the period, making the social structure more unclear than the previous tables. However, after examining them over a couple of days, their trends and patterns emerged just like the other two tables. We noticed that the conversations at these tables were constantly evolving. The conversation would geographically shift from one side of the table to the other throughout the whole period.
Do you feel that there's a social structure in your group of friends and or at your table?
Sort of. There's basically two groups of people that talk amongst themselves, two groups of four.
Uh-huh.
Or five and four.
Do they ever come together?
They overlap sometimes, but a lot of times they break off and have their own conversations.
Mm-hmm.
That clip was from David. We're leaving last names out to preserve our peers' privacy. It makes sense that these two distinct conversations will develop. The tables are long and rectangular, so it's hard for people on one side of the table to talk to the other side. As such, we found this trend occurs at the other two tables my producers and I researched. This made me curious. What else was the same everywhere we looked?
So do you feel that there's a social structure in your group of friends and at your table? What's the extent of it?
Yes, I think that we all play different roles at our table.
Oh yeah, I definitely play a role.
I think my role is pretty important.
Everybody plays a role. We found that at every table, you could find the same basic combinations of people. No matter how different the groups were, there was still a distinct set of roles that everyone could be classified as. But why? How is this possible?
And you can find out how by listening to the entire Lunch Table podcast on our webpage, wsiunews.org. Lunch Table was produced by Carbondale Community High School students Max Johnson, Nathaniel Pimentel, and Charlie Dew as part of Brian Dunn's Honors English 2 class. We'll feature another podcast tomorrow as we explore the topic of hate. For In Focus, I'm Jeff Williams. This is WSIU Radio, your NPR station.